Welcome to the Morning Crunch Wrap for Friday, February 8th, 2019. I'm your host, Nate Darling, and here's what caught my eye this morning. We've got a showdown. It's a showdown between Jeff Bezos and the National Enquirer. Now, Jeff Bezos has accused the National Enquirer of blackmailing him, and he has published the details of that blackmail himself. So Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos says he's being blackmailed with nude selfies by AMI, the owner of the National Enquirer and reportedly the protector of the president's reputation, over claims the publisher has acted as a political operative. The events feel almost as though they have been arranged by mysterious forces as a microcosm of the tech elite versus the president narrative. Now, Bezos, who's been in the news recently because of a rather dramatic and public divorce, published a post on Fresh Medium Instant describing in detail the process by which he has been targeted by AMI. It began when Bezos commissioned private security provider and investigator Gavin DeBecker to look into how the National Enquirer obtained and published private texts and images of his, part of which was apparently to look into connections with Saudi Arabia and potential interference with the Washington Post, which Bezos owns. This did not apparently sit well with David Pecker, AMI's CEO and chairman. Several days ago, an AMI leader advised us that Mr. Pecker is apoplectic about our investigation for reasons still to be better understood. The Saudi angle seems to hit a particularly sensitive nerve. They said they had more of my text messages and photos that they would publish if we didn't stop our investigation. That's from the Post. They wanted Bezos to publicly state that he has no knowledge or basis for suggesting that AMI's coverage was politically motivated or influenced by political forces. This, he writes, is simply not true, and he decided rather to publish the threats in full than capitulate to their demands. In emails purportedly from AMI, the publisher details the exact nature of the images they've obtained. Bezos, presumably in order to take away any ammunition they have, short of shooting their whole shot, published the list in his post. Now, the images sound suitably personal, aren't exactly what you'd expect, and include some of the woman with whom he is reportedly involved. Apparently, AMI says the images can and should be published as newsworthy in order to show Amazon shareholders that Bezos has poor judgment. Obviously, Bezos disagrees, and he'd rather air his dirty laundry than compromise himself and the Washington Post. In an aside, he notes that although the newspaper is a complexifier for him, he is completely dedicated to it, saying, "My stewardship of the Post and my support of its mission, which will remain unswerving, is something I will be most proud of when I'm 90 and reviewing my life." Notably, he chose not to publish this information with any kind of official connection with the Washington Post. Considering this is more of a personal issue with him and he is accusing AMI of poor journalistic practices, it is well for him to keep a wide berth from potential accusations that he is abusing the Post in any way. Now, some may be wondering, what about these images? How could AMI possibly claim they were obtained lawfully? In an email published by Bezos, they say, "Please be advised that our news gathering and reporting on matters involving your client, including any use of your client's private photographs," that's in quotes, "has been and will continue to be consistent with applicable laws. As you know, the fair use of a copyrighted work, such as use by reproduction and copies, for purposes such as criticism, comment, news reporting, is not an infringement of copyright." Now, whether fair use protects them from publishing photos that could be acquired by anything other than illegal means is a question that will have to be decided in court. On the other hand, AMI and the National Enquirer, they know how things go with this. So it's a developing story. So let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. Okay, the first thing I take away from this is Jeff Bezos is bold. I guess when you're the richest man in the world, you can be. He got them to basically admit that they were blackmailing him in writing. He got it in writing, or his investigators got it in writing, which is that just sounds really dumb on part of AMI and their people. But to then turn around and put that information out yourself is really nice, because it's nice to see someone standing up to a bully, even if it is the richest man in the world. He did note in his post that if he can't do it in his position and with his means, what chance do other people have of doing it? Hopefully this sets a trend and maybe even knocks people like AMI and the National Enquirer a little bit out of their normal business practices, or drives them out of business, whichever one, because they've been doing this to people for years, and maybe it's time for it to stop. The other thing to take away from this is, I don't think people really care about other people's sex lives, even famous people. I think people enjoy maybe hearing that salacious bit for a moment. They go, oh my God, did you hear about Jeff Bezos? Or did you hear about this? Or did you hear about that? And then it goes away for the most part. Now, I know that for celebrities in particular, when there have been the nude photo hacks and the other stuff like that, that it does tend to linger, and they do get comments on social media and other places going forward out of that. But for the most part, the average person does not care. We know. Great. Let's move on. And finally, the truth shall set you free. That's actually only a spiritual freedom, because it's a weight off of your soul, off of your spirit. Oftentimes, the truth may send you to jail if you've been doing illegal things. That's the truth. And that is your Morning Crunch Wrap.
Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say to all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted, the window's locked, I'm weaving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say, can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you, can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Looking through the keyhole, hey mister, you look like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so, take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out, it's all 2 and 2 is 4, and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late.